Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
This is the Ian Rapoport podcast, and I'm coming in, G Monetti, I'm coming in off the top with something that is really disturbing to me. Now, how you doing, G Monetti?
I'm doing good, man.
Okay, good.
Everything's good, bro.
Okay. But this thing, it's in, it's in Florida.
Oh.
Miami. It's a couple. And they're collectively, I thought about this a lot, and I'm just revealing this to you and everyone else now. Collectively, they're a husband and they're not a husband and wife. They're a husband and wife, bodybuilders, Milagros Kwan and Alex Paez, two bodybuilding freaks in Florida, Miami, South Florida. Are the collective sick fucks of the week. Yeah. And they got this by these animals, these two people were arrested and are being looked at for having animals being abusive to animals. They have like a ranch and they got these horses that are like undernourished and all living in terrible conditions. And I'm not even really a fan of these horses, but like one of the horses' hoofs was so overgrown that it could barely walk.
Mm.
And again, I'm not like, when you see when you see the pictures though, you're like, yo, these are fucking sick people, right? So hopefully I'm gonna articulate like the emaciated horses, and like, man, it's just really, these two fucks are the collective sick fucks of the week. And they're bodybuilders, so they're like weirdos. So they take pictures where money's dressed up like on the Conan the Barbarian or some Thor shit.
Oh, he's sicko.
Yeah, he's a freak. And they got to be fucking hopped up on bath salts and, you know, deer antler and fucking, you know, all kind of steroids.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that fucking ooh-wee. He's 47. She's 47. He's 50. They just look crazy. So you two are the sick fucks of the week. And then also, it's just coincidence. My mom told me about this. Down in West Palm in Florida, she sent me the article about this woman who's she has horses. Again, I have no real relationship to horses, except for my mother was kicked by a horse. Remember when that happened?
Oh, yeah. I was going to go out there and see it.
What do you mean?
I was going to step to that horse, man.
But she didn't do shit.
Yeah. She said, don't do it.
Yeah, but you didn't do shit. So a woman's horses, her name is Debbie Stevens. Last night, her horse in her stable was found slaughtered and mutilated by some people that removed the horse from its stall and killed the horse and stole just the horse meat.
Damn.
So imagine you come downstairs, you have this big animal, beautiful animal, a horse. Again, I'm not a horse person, but like you take care of this animal and she's like a professional. So these are like well-kept animals and you come down there and your horse is slaughtered and it everything is taken out. For somebody wants horse meat. What kind of sick fucking people? Who would want, is that to eat?
Damn, that's crazy, man.
I mean, I eat everything. Steaks. I've had frog legs, duck, ham. I fucking eat that swine whenever and wherever I could get my hands on it. Salmon, caviar, fish, sushi. But I'm not with... I just don't even know. Would somebody eat horse meat? Is that something someone does?
Yeah, I hear that's like some type of delicacy.
Fuck that, man. That is fucking crazy. And then somebody's pet horse? I mean, you gotta be... That's like sick on two levels. So... You know, we're in the gloom tomb. Shut the fuck up there! These fucking people, they're always walking around up there. Anyway, this is the Iron Rapport podcast, and I'm in here with my man G Monetti.
What it is, man.
AKA the Black Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
And I am the, they call me the White Arsenio Hall, what's really good. And, you know what I was noticing, G Monetti?
What's up?
These Ving Rhames ADT security commercials.
Yeah, I like them.
Very, very well done.
Yes.
But they're a little misleading because if you see the Ving Rhames, you know, the actor, great actor from the Pulp Fiction. Yeah, he's from everything. He's from the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
He was in all those Mission Control movies. I mean, everybody knows Ving Rhames. He's a star. They have him in these ADT commercials, and you know, he's got that very powerful voice. This is Ving Rhames. He doesn't say his name, but he's like, you need security and protection. And it doesn't get any more intimidating looking like, oh shit, on the cusp of real actor. Like Ving Rhames looks like he could fuck shit up. Whether he can or not, I don't know, but he plays those characters. And then in real life, if you saw him, you'd be like, yo, he looks like he fuck shit up.
Bull.
Yeah, the bull. And he just has that deep ass voice. So ADT has him in the commercials and doing the voiceover. And at one point, like a robber who looks like almost like Donnie Most from Happy Days. Like, what? I mean, the robber's like the most softest, unintimidating robber ever. But somebody's breaking into the house and he like pulls the curtain back and like he sees Ving Rhames. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, you get ADT, it's a security company. You don't actually get Ving fucking Rhames.
Yeah, he's inside
he's
the house.
He's not in the fucking house. It's misleading. It looks like fucking Ving Rhames is going to be patrolling your house.
Yeah.
And, but then I was thinking, you know, it'd be cool. Like, if you know how the alarm sounds?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, woo, woo. It's super loud. Imagine if it was Ving Rhames' voice. Like, get the fuck out of the house. And that deep-ass fucking voice. You know, and he's like, you better get up out the house. I'm going to go get a couple of homies and go medieval on your ass. But it's really fucking loud.
That would be ill.
Right? Yeah. That would be dope. Like, so it's like, it would really bug a burglar out. Like, you hear, like, famous people voices. And then I was thinking, because of the Danny Aiello alarm clock, which is selling off the charts this holiday season, I was thinking that even better than Ving Rhames, or just as good as Ving Rhames, imagine if Danny Aiello did the voice for the alarm system.
Oh, man.
So instead of an alarm going, woo, 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 it goes, Vinny, get the fucking baseball bats. Who's at the fucking door? Don't you fucking move, you cocksucker. I'll bust your fucking head. One more fucking step. Imagine that's your alarm. Yo, crime would go down.
Oh, yeah.
Or if somebody's breaking into your car.
And it's
get
loud.
The fuck away from the car, you cocksucker. Yo, you said you wanted to tell me something happened with your daughter.
Oh,
when
you went to
the museum.
Yeah. So we go. I take her to the bathroom.
Where are you?
American Museum.
A natural history?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we go.
Looking at the dinosaur exhibit.
All that fly shit, man.
Yeah.
So we go, and we go upstairs. I can't go in the bathroom with her, so she goes to the women. And I go to the mail, and then she fucking burst out of the fucking bathroom crying. I'm like, yo, what's up? Dad, there's a woman, there's a man dressed like a woman in the bathroom.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, all right, we're going to wait until she comes out, or he. So I look at it, and it's a transgender.
In the women's bathroom.
And right.
Oh, shit.
So he got a wig and a dick.
Right.
So why is he in the bathroom? In the women's bathroom.
See, now shit is affecting. Shit is starting to affect.
And my kid was hysterical.
Shit is starting to affect G. Moody firsthand.
I'm not with that.
Yeah, that's.
We need to designate. You need to come up with another bathroom. Male. Female and wig niggas.
DraftKings Fantasy Football. You don't have to play fantasy football for 16 weeks to get paid. Get online. Go to DraftKings.com and win some money now. Go to DraftKings. Start playing 1 week fantasy football games now. And you seriously have the chance to win millions of fucking dollars every time you play 1 week fantasy football games. This means every week you can play as many games as you want, create as many lineups as you want, start turning your love of football into a chance to seriously win some money at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, to start playing for free. That's DraftKings.com, and hopefully you will win some cash like me and my man G. Moody have done. You know, hey, G. Monetti, I just want to go back to something we were just discussing before that. These sick fucks of the week in Florida with the horses, I was just thinking. I've been known not to pick up my dog shit.
You're a cad.
What does that mean?
Bad person.
A cad? Well, I never heard that before.
How you don't pick up your shit, man? That's really bad. Think about that. This motherfucker just took a shit. Like, that's a health hazard.
Yo,
pick it up.
You've been in Los Angeles where I live.
Yo,
have you ever seen my shit, my dog shit, where anyone steps?
No, you shit on motherfuckers' grass.
But not in the lawn, like in the bushes and shit.
Nah, man. You let your dog roam to someone else's yard and take a wet, hot shit, and then you just walk off.
I've been known to do that.
That neighbor didn't want to come out and see that.
But if it's in seeing range, I pick it up now.
Now, okay, good.
But if it just goes in the deep grass or in the bushes, no.
And then what if their little kid tramples through the bushes?
Hey.
And he slides in.
It's a life lesson. It happened to all of us. You know how many times I stepped in dog shit in my life? Walking around in New York City?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the culture of New York City. Yeah. And now, it's not as bad as it used to be, but Think about how many times you have a nice pair of Air Jordans on, or your Adidas, or your Skips,
or my Pumas.
Your Pumas or your Pro Keds. Like, yo, when I was a kid, when you would step in your shit with those little Skip sneakers.
Oh.
It would just smear flat.
And you
sometimes look, and in the 70s when I was a kid, our pants were longer. It would get on the edges of your pants at the bottom.
And you're looking for a puddle to try to get it out.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Everybody steps in shit. You know what? Some of these kids happens to step in shit. That's part of life. You know, I had to deal with that, and I had to deal with feeling bad and cleaning it, and then you get to, when you're first, you get the shit on your hands. And it stinks. So don't try to make me feel bad. These kids are, everybody's fucking spoiled with their cell phones and their PlayStations and their TSTs and the DVDs and all this shit. Nobody's stepping in dog shit anymore. All right?
Word.
And say, get these kids out there stepping in dog shit.
Yeah, get real with it.
You know, they're too coddled. They got their fucking hoverboards and their paddle boards.
You got $400 sneakers.
Right.
Step in shit with that.
Learn to appreciate it. Yeah. Now clean it out with a toothpick and a toothbrush.
That's how we used to rock.
That's what I did when I stepped in shit or gum in New York City in the streets on the subway. These kids now, they have sneakers. They wear sneakers to the games. Like these little basketball kids, they wear other sneakers or flip-flops to the game to change into their sneakers.
Prima donna ass.
Yo, even when I had good sneakers, I never had more than one. Like I would wear my sneakers to the game.
Were.
Maybe when I was older, maybe you'd get another pair and you'd wear one pair, like your practice sneaker. I don't know.
Man, I played in all 69ers, all kind of shit.
There's no, we have a little footage of G Monetti playing ball. We're gonna put that out.
Yeah.
So people could see what G Monetti used to be capable of. But the point of the matter is that the point of the matter is that those sick fucks with those horses, that's abusive. Me letting my dog Wheezy shit occasionally on other people's bushes is not the same thing as being a, that might be an asshole. I never said I wasn't. You don't think I know that I have tendencies, G Moody?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, this is the Ian Rapoport podcast coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City. G Monetti.
What up? What up?
How's the construction site going, G Monetti?
Oh, man. I'm glad you asked. I have my man from Milford, Ohio. His name is James. I think it's the last name is Andres.
Coming out. To lay them bricks. And you met, no Bruno, lay them bricks, no Bruno.
Yeah, you better say that.
You met him through Via V's, the Ian Rapoport podcast.
Right, he reached out.
And again, we're not looking for shit for free. We just want some good, honest, hardworking people to give some advice and some help and maybe some paid labor to take G Monetti's rebuilding project in the Bronx to the next level.
Exactly.
The man can only do so much with a spoon, a fucking nail file, a steak knife, a mini sledgehammer.
And a couple of ladders.
And a pair of swim goggles. He can only take it so far. And you could check out G Monetti's website, which he made on Squarespace, because this episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
That's for sure.
Go to squarespace.com. Start building a dope-ass website today. Squarespace.com. If you enter the promo code Rapoport at checkout, you get 10% off. Squarespace has the state-of-the-art technology to ensure security and stability so your online information and presence is safe and secure. Millions of people literally have used Squarespace. It's just $8 a month, and you get your free domain if you sign up for a year. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. No credit cards are needed.
Yeah. Squarespace. My website is going to be all things G Monetti.
What are you going to put up on your website that you made on Squarespace?
All the before and after pictures of my man from Ohio, the Mason guy.
You could put up G Monetti's favorite music. You could put up old beats you made. G Monetti is a really, really good.
I'm like Gordon Parks, man.
You do it all.
Renaissance, man. And I'm going to show it on Squarespace G Monetti.
And do you shave your own head?
Yes.
What do you use to shave your head?
Bic.
A razor.
In the shower.
And do you use shaving cream?
I use soap. Suds.
Suds? Suds soap? And you shave your own head? Do you put a mirror behind there?
Nah, man.
Sometimes I notice you come in to record brand new Iron Rapport podcast, and you have like little patches in the back of your shit.
Yeah, my shit be scraped.
And then other times you had like a fucking like a little boil in the like you cut your scalp.
Yeah,
G Monetti has like a shaved head.
Yeah,
but you need to get
sometime
like,
I fuck up.
You know, in Pulp Fiction when Ving Rhames had that like he had that nice duct tape on the back of his neck. People were like, what was that for? Explain what that was for.
Because he had keloids in his shit.
From what?
Like I don't know what the fuck. I don't have keloids.
You had a few.
I had.
And we cut them shits out.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't I helped you cut it out? We put a little match.
No,
and some fucking
match.
And some,
no,
and some
I had
shoe
a fucking
polish.
Lemon juice.
No,
match and shoe. Polish.
Yo, we put some match, a match, and some shoe polish, and got rid of my man Moody's.
No, lemon juice.
That's what got rid of the keloid. But why don't you put a little gorilla tape on the back of your neck? Like some fucking duct tape on you, some camouflage duct tape across your
And where the fuck I'm going to walk with that?
Nobody cares about that shit.
Nah, man.
By the time they see you have the duct tape on the back of your neck, you're going to be in the wind anyway. Nah, they're going to just be like,
yo, listen. Apple, no. Lemon juice. A whole lemon. Just rub it on.
What were you going to say about apple? You put an apple on your shit too?
Sometime. I didn't know what the fuck was growing back then.
So Kim Kardashian broke her Twitter silence.
Really?
After the Lamar Odom situation, he's looking things are looking on the bright side, and we you know are extremely happy about that. Anytime Scott Disick and or Lamar wants to come on the Iron Rapport podcast, they'll be treated with respect. Open invitation, especially Lamar. He knows, big fan since the day he showed up with the Clippers and got drafted. I fucks with Lamar Odom. Wish him nothing but the best. But some of your estranged in-laws are wilding. Kim Kardashian, the first thing she tweeted was a picture, an old picture of her and Lamar Odom. She called him Lammy. Do you think anybody in Queens ever called Lamar Odom Lammy?
Hell no.
That's kind of fucking, you call him. Anyway, she said, I'm so happy Kendall and I could make you smile today. And at first I didn't think twice about it. Then I read it again. And she said, I'm so happy Kendall and I could make you smile. It's all about you, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm so happy Kendall and I could make you smile.
Right.
Not
his kids.
Not I'm so glad that you were able to make me smile, the fact that you're breathing.
Right. That's right.
You make it about yourself. And this is just a little thing. You say I'm nitpicking. No, this is an indication of the type of people they are. Yeah. I'm so happy that Kendall and I, little Kendall.
Right.
The one who changed herself to look like a girl named Elsa Rodriguez from 117th and Lexington and 3rd. She looks like a Puerto Rican girl that I used to know, lived on 117th. She worked at the fucking D'Agostino's. That's real talk.
I know. I hear you, bro. They take great pride in destroying people's lives for ratings.
They don't give a fuck. They shitted on the brother. That's why the brother shitted back. Rob Kardashian, they fat shamed him.
Yeah.
They said he's embarrassing the family because he's fat.
Damn.
He's embarrassing the family? You're animals. He's just a guy who's trying to fucking get his, you know, get his shit going.
He said, yo, I ain't fucking with them.
He doesn't fuck with them. That's their fucking brother.
Good luck, Kanye. You got what you want.
I just hope he makes it out of there. Because they talk about zombies.
And they got the mom got her man, who I say his name. He don't look, you ever heard this motherfucker speak?
I heard him talk.
I call him Martinique.
What's the name? Corey something?
No, his name is Martinique.
Why do you call Christian
his
man
Martinique?
He looks
like a fucking Mark. He looks like his name is Martinique. That's who he looks like.
Yeah.
He's good. He came into this situation with nothing.
Now.
He's good now.
Now.
Just get out.
He's good now. Get out while you fucking can. It's like fucking Jaws over there. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun.
The black male body snatchers.
Dun-dun, dun-dun. The black male body snatchers. Good one, G. Moody. Did you just come off of that off the dome?
I just came off the dome, yo.
The Kardashians, a.k.a.
The black male body snatchers.
Woo!
It's like a monster movie. It's like a horror. Wes Craven type shit.
Some Stephen King type shit.
First, they put crack in our neighborhoods.
Mm. And now?
And now they put the Kardashians in the mix.
The Ian Rapoport podcast is proud to be sponsored by Mack Weldon, a New York City-based company that lives and breathes New York. They make the best underwear, the best t-shirts, and the best socks at MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon. Soft, comfortable, and light materials and fabrics. You can shop online or on your mobile device and check out in less than a minute. Go to MackWeldon.com. Be comfortable, look good, feel good. It's perfect for the guy going on a run or perfect for a guy going for a run. You get that? Use the promo code Rapoport for 20% off your purchase at MackWeldon.com. Underwear, socks, t-shirts. Sometimes they even have socks with a personality. That's MackWeldon.com. Yo, we're starting to take questions from fans. You know how to reach us. Yo, you could even do the Rocky thing. Stick your head out the window. But yo, I am Rapoport Podcast. What do you think about blah, blah, blah? But we'll hear you. I don't care where you are. We'll find you. Find us on Twitter, Instagram. Are you guys telling your friends about the Ian Rapoport podcast? Or are you keeping it to yourself? I know it's like some people want to keep it to yourself. Tell your friends.
Word.
Share it. All right, what did this guy want to ask us?
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Pulip.
Dave Pulip?
No, Dave White of Pulip, Seattle.
Pulip, Seattle, yeah.
He was saying he's in a sheltered white suburb town in Seattle. And basically he's saying he's a new father. They're going to have a baby. And he was like, you know, there's no diverse culture here. What advice do you have for me as a new father with no diversity? Can I go?
Well, what do you think, G. Monetti?
I say, first of all, try to cut that TV off.
Yo, one of my big suggestions that I have to any new parents is keep them kids off the phones and the internet for as long as you can.
Right.
Because just like you, just like me and G. Monetti, your children will get addicted.
Right.
I know it's easy to put an iPad in front of your kids when they're acting crazy. I did it. You continue to do it. My kids are 13 and 15. I'm a first generation parent of the iPhone parent generation, meaning I got my kids' phones too early. They're cracked out of their trees on these damn phones.
Right. Steve Jobs didn't let his kids fuck with him.
He knew
what
he
time
was selling
it was.
That good shit.
Yeah, that ooh wee.
That ooh wee.
They should come out with the iPhone, the next one, instead of the 7. iPhone ooh wee.
Because it'll have you hooked.
Yeah, you'll be sprawled out on the street with it.
Like Gator
to your
from
ear.
Jungle Fever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, new parents, you know diversity. Start with good music. Please, parents, expose your kids to good music. At a certain point, you're not going to be able to control what they listen to. You're not going to be able to control what they watch.
Right.
They're going to watch shitty TV. We all do. They're going to watch shitty reality shows at some point. They're going to go to watch shitty movies at some point. But while you have control of what's playing in your car, turn that Stevie Wonder on. Turn the Beatles on. Turn that Rolling Stones on. Turn that Miles Davis on. Turn that Louis Armstrong on. Turn that Duke Ellington on. Turn that Tribe Called Quest on.
Spread it on. Spread it out.
Turn on that KRS-One.
From 1 to 5.
Turn on that Sugar Hill Gang. Turn on that James Brown. Yeah. Expose your kids to good music, because sooner or later, they're going to be listening to Nick fucking Jonas and thinking shit is sweet.
That's right.
That's my advice. So as far as the diversity, start with good music, okay? Start with good music. Yo.
And cut the TV off.
Cut the fucking TV off for as long as you can.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I don't get, though, you know how they say reading is so important to you? I think even the worst parents, when they have newborns, they read to their kids. And 99% of these little bastards, it doesn't help shit. I read to my kids They're what? No smarter. I read them. I read to them in Spanish. I fucking turned on Spanish-speaking, you know, reading things. I turned on Spanish-speaking music. I read them all sorts of stories and all that shit. It didn't mean shit. I think this whole thing about reading to your kids is a bunch of bullshit. Right. Your kid's either going to be interested, smart, and you know, literate or not.
You can't force a motherfucker.
Everybody. Yeah. There's people that have... You know, have degenerate parents, and they try to read to their kids.
Right, right.
It doesn't do shit.
It don't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. Turn on John Coltrane's A Love Supreme and let the chips fall where they may.
That's right.
Because I think this whole thing, like, the most important time in your kid's life is between 3 months and 2 years. If you speak in Chinese to them, they can learn three languages. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's that Today like, Show shit.
Yeah, that's that Today Show shit. That's that Katie Couric, Brian Gumbel bullshit.
Talking bullshit.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, you could teach them how to swim. Try. You might put your 3-month-old kid in there. He might fucking drown in the fucking pool.
And then what? And where's Brian at?
Yeah, then where's Katie Couric to save your fucking kid? So you can try all this shit you want. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm just saying don't think like if you read to your kids and put on Sesame Street on the Spanish-speaking channels, it's going to do
shit. It's going to be better.
Shit ain't going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Those little bastards are going to be what they're going to be.
Word.
Whether you know, my mother used to tell me, you came out this way. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? It was you. It was dad. Blah, blah, blah. And now I realize I did.
You did.
I'm the same fucking way. I'm the same asshole now right. that I was.
No matter if motherfuckers read to you or not.
They read to me. They might have great parents. They tried. At a certain point, my father shut the door and said, I don't give a fuck what you do. Yeah. What school do you want to go to? Go there. I went
Erasmus
to 10 school.
Hall.
You want to go to Erasmus Hall? Knock yourself out.
See?
You want to switch schools? Knock yourself out. I turned out fine. When I was 17, 18, I was like, my hoop dreams turned to nightmares. I have great parents. Well-to-do parents and well-to-do families. Hard-working people. I was such a fucking pain in the ass. My mother always told me you came out this way, and I always was resistant to that. I felt like it was an insult. I get it now. Kids are going to be what they're going to be, and hopefully they'll be the best they could be. And you just got to try to put forward the. But at a certain point, it's out of your hands.
But how do you think you could read to a motherfucker that's going to change him?
That's what they. Right? You're
like,
asking
that's
me
that bullshit.
No, they say read to your kids. It's important to read.
Today Show
that's
shit.
That bullshit. That Today Show shit.
Yeah.
Listen, read to your kids. Do it. Do it yourself. But I think it's more for you than it is for the little kids.
How you think you'll change a motherfucker by reading him?
No, they say it makes him smart and all that shit. Yo, nobody's reading anyway. Yeah. By the time, listen, Dave in Seattle. By the time your kids are 14. Books are going to be extinct.
Yeah.
They're going to be like fucking, they're going to be like records. Everything, they're not even going to be having books in their hands. It's going to all be on their fucking computer and their phones.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to be cracked out on these phones. And that's just the way it is.
Yo.
At least we got to play in the street. At least I got to play wiffle ball and kickball and dodgeball. I had that experience. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
We were the last guys.
So if you want to say what is my advice, my biggest thing is keep them off those phones. And just like saying, keep your kids off that crack. Because it's the same shit. Those phones are terrible. Yeah. My brain is fried. What it takes for me to actually read now when I have to read? I have to read sometimes, G-Modan. I'm an actor. Got to read scripts. Got to read contracts.
You fucking yourself up.
My mind is cooked. My mind's cooked from this shit.
Yo, when I'm in the street, I don't fuck with the phone. I see everybody with their heads down. You could just snuff motherfuckers, take their shit. You could do everything.
Your brother was walking down the street.
And they
Dean Moody, a.k.a. Mean Duty. He's got the best Instagram name on Instagram. Yeah. His actual name is Dean Moody. And if you flip it around, it's Mean Duty. D-O-O-D-Y. It never gets old. Mean Duty.
A young kid yapped his cell phone.
He was walking down the street.
Yapped him.
Text messaging or Instagram and or
looking at his phone.
Yeah, looking at some of them nice things on Instagram. Everybody looks at them. Men, I know you look at the ladies on and the ladies probably look at the ladies and the guys. There's probably like a whole loaf section because God only knows any man that tells you he doesn't look at nice asses on Instagram is a liar.
It's a liar.
There's too many of them. Yo, and Instagram show me there is a lot of beautiful women in the world. Golly, yeah. Geez.
Yes, I like it.
But Mean Duty, a.k.a. Dean Moody, was walking down the street looking at who knows what.
Looking at his phone.
And some dude ran up on
his ass up.
And he wasn't even some Usain Bolt speed dude. He just kind of jogged by and yanked it out of his phone. And the rest of the story, we actually should get him on here to tell.
Yeah.
It turned into a great story. It's like, right. It's a fantastic story how he actually didn't get his phone back, but he wound up in a bodega, aka a deli, and a guy came out with a butcher knife. And
let him
little,
tell it.
We'll let him tell it. We'll let Mean Duty.
That's right.
Tell the story. So that's it. What's the other questions from?
What else you got, brother?
No, I'm asking you, what else you got, brother?
It was some freak shit I saw in the paper.
What?
Where, this is the thing I don't understand.
Yeah. What is it,
Jesus? How can you watch your wife get off with another cat?
Where you read that in the paper?
Yeah, it was somebody that was like, I can only have sex with my wife unless she's with someone else.
Shit.
See, that's the thing that, like,
hey, listen, I've never done that kind of shit. I don't think I could ever do that kind of shit. But, yeah, hey, listen, you know, you're married to the same woman. Who knows what? At a certain point, yo, you just might be dead inside.
Yeah.
You might have to do some fucking adventurous, crazy, I don't know. But I say to each his own. He might be
freaking off.
I don't know.
Right. It's just weird to me, though.
A lot of people have asked us, Tupac. Somebody on Twitter asked us for a Tupac and Biggie thing. Yo, man, that whole Tupac and Biggie thing, it's hard for me to even talk about that because I still am sad over the fact that these two guys were murdered at 25 years old over some nonsense. Nonsense. And they're like, who's the best? I still don't even like to discuss who's the best. Because you know why?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because that whole who's the best, who's this, that's what caused that whole shit with those two guys. So listen, Tupac and Biggie, these are guys that are one of a kind, man. They were like the last of a breed of rappers. Like when those guys passed, the whole thing changed. Who do I like more? I can't say. They're both great. That's like saying, who do you like more? Like, you know, shit, you know, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. You might like one, I don't know, or like, you know, who do you like more? I can't call it. Like, who do you like more, Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson? You really going to say which one you like more?
Right.
At the end of the day, when you look at the body of work, you might say, oh, Jordan was better. Who knows? So, you know, that was another person asked us that on Twitter. Shit, I don't know. I'm hopped up. Yo, you know what? I'm on that deer antler. Yo, I fucks with that deer antler. Lewis. It's a supplement. You remember when Ray Lewis came back from his last Super Bowl and they were like, he was a supplement?
He broke his whole shit.
Me and my man Mike Young.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna have heart attacks.
Nah, I just do a couple of drops. It have you good. It's a recovery thing because, you know, antlers, if you cut them off, they grow back. It's a natural healing thing. I went to the Chinese herbal spot. I'm on that deer antler right now, kid. I'm fired up on that shit right now. You fuck with the deer antler?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Why I got to repair? I ain't doing no sports.
Your back is fucked up.
Yeah, but...
You're in here. You can't even sit on the... Can you touch your toes from a standing position?
Come on, B. I always do.
Can you touch your toes from a standing position?
Of course. Let the cameras come in this motherfucker and let me show the people.
Just so you know, guys, I hate to beat a dead horse. G. Monetti still hasn't gotten his checkup. You still haven't gotten your annual physical. Your annual physical is like a decade. It's not... It's like a decade physical. Like every 10 years, you get a physical. You still haven't got one. My man... You should want to go get the physical.
I am.
Why do we have to, like, make the doctor come to me?
No, no.
Who the fuck are you? Are you Hugh Hefner?
I already
set
it up.
Are you Hugh Hefner?
I set it up.
Are you Steve Jobs?
I set it up.
You're not Steve Jobs?
No, I'm alive, motherfucker.
I know you're alive. Okay, but why does the doctor have to come up to the Boogie Down Bronx to check you out?
They don't got to come. I'm making arrangements.
When?
I thought since you got here, we was going to rock
that. No. No, you need to get your fucking checkup on your own. Can you touch your toes from a standing position, Duke?
Yo, Duke, check it. I done did a whole bunch of shit in the house.
Nobody knows what that means. I done did a whole bunch of shit in the house. That doesn't have nothing to do with the question I just asked you.
If I'm doing shit with a nail clipper, you don't think I could touch my toes? Huh?
Speaking of nail clippers, how are your feet? How are your feet these days?
They're always all right? Velvety.
No, they're not.
They're always velvety.
They're like hot tar.
Nah, B.
Your feet are they have the same feeling and look.
No, I was on Thailand beaches.
Yo.
And my and they blessed me over there.
We got to go to get you a mani-pedi and get the reaction of the pedicurist when they're doing those feet. And they're going to, like, their jaws are going to drop. Like, what the fuck is that?
No. Come on, yo.
This is the Ian Rapoport podcast. And I got to tell you, the questions that we're getting asked, one person asked us to talk about karma. And I'll say what everybody else says about karma. Karma is a motherfucker. For me, for everybody. It comes back and gets you in the ass. So that was one fan that said, talk about karma. Another person asked us the origins, because we're trying to get more interaction, more tweets. You could email us at IamRapport.com. Twitter us questions. We'll ask. Somebody asked about the origins of hard body karate, one of the trademark terms of the Ian Rapoport podcast, who we profess. We did not make that term up, but we have given it new life.
Word.
I know it came from some rap song. Pardon me. That was my snort. I have a heavily, heavily deviated septum, people. And I actually once got my deviated septum corrected in the late 90s. And my friend Juliet Lewis, she nursed me back to health. Totally platonic. But when I needed somebody to stay with me. I was on Vicodins. I'd never taken Vicodins before and painkillers. And I had like they put packing, which is like cotton and gauze up your nose. And it's like, if you cut up a soft-ass Ian Rapoport podcast t-shirt, it would be the equivalent of what was in my nose. Real talk. It was that much shit they pulled out of my nose. I brought that up because I snorted. So if I ever do, like, G. Monetti's been hearing it for so long, he doesn't even blink. Like, he's not even fazed. He's not even fazed by that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the...
I got more questions.
Oh, what are your questions?
Remember the guy from, I don't know where he is from, but he said he's getting married and his friend has been treating his fiance like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So he was saying, should I invite him to our wedding? And my thing is, yo, if that's your boy, check your man. Because you about to get married to your fiance. You about to get married. You can't have a situation where you're dissing. Your man is dissing your...
How did he say he was dissing his
soon-to-be? He said he's just being a dick to her.
A dick?
Yeah.
Well, is he trying to like...
He's not trying to hit it.
Because dudes do that.
Yeah.
Yo,
maybe he likes her.
Yo,
yeah.
You're the people that are closest to you will fuck you in the ass.
Watch
literally
that motherfucker.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, fuck it. I want to revisit my shit. Don't invite this nigga to
don't invite him. Fuck him. Watch out.
Yeah.
That might be a ploy. Maybe that's a cover-up for something worse.
That's like first grade shit where you playing tag.
Yeah.
You're hitting the girl, but you really like her.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, take it from us. We've been done. We didn't done did wrong.
Word.
By people.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
We have a haze over our eyes. Me and G Moody have seen the dark side of life. Not as dark as some people. Thank God, knock on wood. And that brings us back to the karma question. I appreciate it, but we've been to the other side.
And we're gonna tell you.
Watch yourself. Relationships.
Listen. Get into it, rap.
Here's the advice I give you, young folks. Meet your mate's parents and see how they interact. If a woman has a terrible relationship with her father, and not every situation is the same, but if a woman has a terrible relationship with her father, be careful. Women... If you're with a man and he has a fucked up relationship with his mom, and his mom, he doesn't treat his mom with respect and nice, and he doesn't have to treat her like, oh, like, you know, fucking, you know, she...
Like he's
a
mama's boy.
He doesn't have to be like that. But if he says, I hate my mom, I da-da-da-da-da, mom, be careful. You hear what I'm saying? Guys, if your girl has a fucked up relationship with her father, be careful. Well, what do you know, Michael Rapoport? I know what I know.
You know what? Why we know? It's because we went through The experience of living. We're older than you.
Than some of our listeners.
Some of our listeners.
And we're trying to learn you.
We want to learn you.
And you might be like, oh, how can I get out of this? I love her. Get out.
Get out.
Get out now.
Red flags.
Because when it's all fucked up, you're not sleeping in the gloom tomb couch. Don't call up G Monetti and be like, yo, G Monetti, can I come up to your crib and sleep over? I didn't take your advice. No, we're telling you now. Okay? And you might think, well, I love her and I'll never find any. Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
You will find another one like her.
And if you
if it ain't like her, it'll be better.
And if you think you're being manipulated.
If you think you're being manipulated, you are. Women, if you think you're being manipulated by the guys, you are. Never turn away from your best friend. Your best friend is your own instinct. Your best friend is inside your belly. You know how when you get that little tingle?
Yeah.
When something ain't right? You know how you could sense danger?
Listen to it.
Listen to it. Don't ignore it.
God put it there.
You know, everybody's articulates itself differently. My instinct comes from my gut. I get a nervous feeling in my stomach. Hence the reason why I probably gave myself ulcerative colitis.
Right.
G Monetti, for a couple of years, he couldn't even lift his fucking arms over his head.
Remember, I tried to lift that table.
He tried to lift the table in the gloom tomb. He almost fell over.
Yeah.
Okay?
Trust
the little voice inside your stomach. Do not deny it.
Or in your head. Wherever it is,
there for a reason.
It's there for a reason.
You know how when you sense danger, you know it. You sense something's wrong. Everyone's felt it. You're not always right. You know, if you meet somebody, here's another thing. I say, this has nothing to do with relationships. Anytime you talk to somebody, you meet somebody, they don't look you in the face. Watch out. And all those side-eyed, you know, not looking at you fucking people, watch out. Be careful.
Yes.
Sounds real simple. Watch out. First instincts, you know, and you intuitively, even if you don't know, in the first 7 seconds when you meet somebody, what their deal is. You're not always right. Some people might rub you the wrong way the first way. You might be in a bad mood. You might have to take a shit when you meet somebody.
That's right.
You go take a shit, you come back out, and maybe you feel a little different.
Yeah, your stomach is a little looser.
But in general, these things are real. The Ian Rapoport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. And trust me, when I go to work out, when I take my nap on my Casper mattress during the day, Casper Mattress is available in 6 sizes, has a 10-year full warranty, and it's made and stitched right here in the United States. An award-winning mattress company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumer. G Monetti.
Yes.
Do you like your Casper mattress?
I want another one.
I love my Casper mattress. Casper is so confident in the mattress that it will give you 100 nights to sleep with the mattress. Live on the mattress for 100 nights. And if you're not happy with your Casper mattress, Casper will pick the mattress up for free in full and refund you all your money. It will donate it or recycle the mattress to somebody who's obviously smarter than you are and who appreciates a great night's sleep. Go to Casper.com. And you could save $50 using the promo code Rapoport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T.
Damn. What confidence.
Yo, 100 nights.
And then they come get it. They know that they revolutionized it.
So we said we wanted some emails, some response. IamRapoport.com, Twitter, Instagram. You could ask us questions. You could suggest sick fucks of the week. Try to be creative. It's an award that is earned, not given. So it's not weekly. Just because you're a sick fuck doesn't mean you're necessarily going to win sick fuck of the week. Mm-hmm. But this is a guy, Paul Mercado. He's a big fan of the Ian Rapoport podcast featuring the Black Ed McMahon. I don't know if anyone has nominated Sean Payton, offensive coordinator and coach for the New Orleans Saints, for famous white people with no lips. He's borderline poster boy. He looks like he tried licking a loaf and didn't like the taste. P.S. Suggestions for G Monetti. G Monetti's quote of the week. His quote or a quote he likes. Peace. Paul Mercado. See, if other people nominate famous white people with no lips, it takes me off the hook. So, yes, Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints, he looks like shit. He has no lips.
Another
suggestion, and it's an actor who I like, and I hate to do it to him. I didn't want to bring it up, but he really kind of spawned the idea, is Jason Bateman. Excellent actor. I've loved him since Silver Spoons.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, you know, was in a little bit of a slump. That child actor transition is tough on everybody. And then finally he got back on and he's kicking ass. I love the movie he directed, Bad Words. Great. He's excellent. But he has no lips. Jason Bateman has no fucking lips. Jason Bateman has like max headroom lips. Like no lips. But I fuck with Jason Bateman.
Right.
Here's another person. What's good, fellas? This is Hollywood Chris. What's good, fellas? I really enjoy the show and the chemistry you both have. The fact that you've been friends for so long comes across clearly in the podcast. I love the Gringo Mandingo, no Bruno. Can you elaborate on your ways? G. Moody, can you elaborate on ways to make your fuck style more buck wild? Would you consider taking calls? We're trying to do. We did one show where we took calls. We need to do that again. We'll do that again. So, G. Monetti, to answer this gentleman's question, can you elaborate on ways to make your fuck style more buck wild?
First, you have to be uninhibited,
right? And that comes with time and age
and practice.
Yeah, and that's good. Uninhibited,
and then you have to learn your body. Learn to push it to the edge and fall back before you fall over. And that comes with age and what?
Practice.
That's it.
Good stuff, G. Monetti.
Ain't no Dr. Phil. We cut right to the point.
Yeah. You want to give it a little even, like you want to even be a little bit
more?
Yeah.
Make sure you saturate your blood with garlic.
Oh, yeah. That's a G. Monetti trick. Did you learn that from anywhere? When you were younger, when G. Monetti was going to have a session, he would go on like a 3 to 4 day garlic thing, right?
Right. Because it thins the blood and cleans the blood.
Okay. And your feeling was that it did what for you as a stick man?
It made a more powerful erection.
All right. That's enough of that. Gerard Pimental, I don't know, Pimental. The question of the week from this gentleman is, I would like to know about the origin of the term loaf, where it came from for you personally. Yo, excellent question.
That's good.
Listen, we can't give you all the answers to everything, Word. Okay? We can't give away all our tricks.
Yeah.
But I will say that the origins, I can't take credit for loaf. You know, someone in our tight circle, you know, was stuck on that term for a long time, and I always remembered it, and then I knew it would be it would have a worldwide attraction, because obviously the term loaf has taken off, and I've never heard it used by anybody else except for us at the Ian Rapoport podcast.
That's right.
So that's where that came from. Let me do one more question of the week. Let me do one more question. All right, this is a guy named Amal Henderson. He's listening to the Ian Rapoport podcast, episode 96. Can't wait till 100. Heard you and my man, the Black Ed McMahon, G. Monetti, was airing out Rosenberg about those greasy ass I know all hip hop comments. I had to hit you up. I fucks with y'all. Hard body karate. The passion you have for hip hop, it's because la 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 la. He said that the ignorant fuck Ebro Darden said that Nas is not a lyricist. What the fuck? I didn't hear him say that. But it might be true, and I appreciate the question. He said, Ebro, you're a sick fuck.
and that is true.
If he said that.
That is true. He is a sick fuck if he said that. Nas is not a lyricist. This guy needs to be committed.
We don't know if it's true.
If it's true, he needs to be committed.
Anybody who could say Nas is not a lyricist should be locked the fuck up.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
That's like saying that fucking Tchaikovsky's not right. a fucking penman.
And who are you?
Yeah, I don't think we gotta verify that. But that he said keeping it real, Amal Henderson. I like that name, Amal Henderson.
Yeah, where he from?
I don't know where he's from.
Oh.
Patrick P. Cammy on Twitter, PC. AMI on Twitter. Love the show, blah, 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 blah. The Aliellos are awesome. I don't mean to la-la-la-la you, but I'm not going to read the compliments because we only want the questions. We appreciate and love the compliments.
Oh, we love them, yeah.
We love the compliments, but we don't want to, we're not here to get...
accolades.
Accolades, no dick print. Yo, that's going to be my new shit. Instead of saying no Brino, no dick print. Does that work?
Bruno, B.
No, Bruno's classic, but I was trying to say no dick.
You don't fuck up a classic.
All
keep
right,
it going.
Okay, all right, fine. There we go. How did rap and G meet? I would love to hear that story. Big tits, little tits, and why? Sluttiest borough in New York. Best pizza in New York. Think Cosby took any pics or vids. All right, we're not going to answer all these, but I like the questions. Me and G Monetti met in the winter of 1982. Playing ball, I was 12. G Monetti was 12 playing basketball at the Madison Square Boys Club in New York City. We met, and we've been talking shit, playing ball, listening to music, pretty much staying out of trouble and having a damn good time since. And that's the answer to that question.
And still.
And we're still rocking. That's why the I Am Rapaport podcast, you know, it's no disrespect to any other podcast, but the years and years of practice, hours and hours and hours is what we have. Don't you think that's right, G Monetti?
We have a 3-decade head start
on everybody in the podcast business.
Yeah, word up.
There's no one that fucks with what we have because we've been rocking since 82.
Word.
So you can't fuck with us. So all the NPR nerd fucks and who I like them. They put me to sleep. I like them. No, I'm not dissing. But all the other fucking, you know, winky dinky dow fucking jive asses out there.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're not good.
Right.
It's just they're not going to have that certain je ne sais quoi that the I Am Rapaport podcast has. That's it. I'm sorry.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean.
That's the truth. That's the truth, Ruth.
That's the truth, Ruth. Oh, man. So anyway, I don't mean to toot our own horn, but
Money asked the question.
So I love this Truey app, G Monetti.
Yeah.
Truey is an app on you know, Android, on your iPhone, Truey, that people it's starting to get attention. And basically what it does, the app on Truey, you could download it for free. It asks questions and you give a yes or no answer. So here's one of the questions. Tried anal, and the percentages are 43% yes. And then it gives a percentage of no. What would your answer to try to? I put yes.
I put yes.
No, Bruno. Yeah. They should teach basic life skills in high school, like balancing a checkbook, filing out paperwork, and the importance of a 401k. Yes, 95% agree, 5% don't agree. What do you say, G Monetti?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucking real. Forget all this other shit. They should only teach math, like. Past algebra to people that are interested.
Yeah.
The other shit should be checkbook, driving, fucking how to make a bed. What else? How to cook.
Yep.
You know, 401ks.
Yeah.
To do your own taxes.
Finance. Yeah.
Basic shit.
Basic. How to make a bed.
All this other bullshit, this high-end reading and this fucking...
geometry and all that.
99.9% of the people won't continue to even use that. Get these fucking animals some basic life skills.
Yeah, to lower the crime rate out this motherfucker.
Yo, teach them how to do some basic shit instead of all the fly shit so they can feel good about themselves.
That's right, man.
Driving, cooking, cleaning, fucking taxes, regular shit. See, that's why I like Truey, because then it'll inspire good questions. So 95% of the people agree. But no, you know what my son was taking the first semester of school this year?
What?
And he had a choice to take it, and thank God he switched.
Basket weaving?
Chinese.
No, Chinese is good.
Nah, man, listen to me.
Yo.
No.
China is a growing.
Okay. And you live in the Bronx. when you're talking to the guys that are coming to do construction in the house, what language are they speaking? Mostly.
Spanish.
Okay, I have a gardener. Spanish.
It's both of them, though.
My pool guy. Yeah. Spanish. I don't come across another in the future. Bullshit. This is America. And if, I wish I spoke Spanish. You could speak to the Spanish-speaking people in New York City. Like, you got people that work on the train, the bus, cab drivers. Rare. It's just, yo, just for that.
Well, they got to speak English shit because we having a hard time with these motherfuckers out here, man.
I know that.
They got to speak English.
Yeah. Listen, don't come out here with all that yabba dabba doo, fucking Winnie the Pooh, you know, fucking.
You really want to assimilate, speak the fucking language.
Speak the language, because if I went to Greece, sounding the way I sound.
Nobody would fuck with you.
Right. G Monetti wouldn't be able to get a job over there.
Oh, hell no. But like you said about the schools, like Nas says, schools where I learned should be burned.
It's true. It's a waste
bullshit.
Of time.
They teach bullshit.
So that's why I like this Truey app, because it inspires questions like that. In today's world, breaking up via text is acceptable. See, this is where... See, but young people like this. 31% agree, 69% don't agree. Bad service can ruin a restaurant despite how good the food is. I agree. What do you say, G-Money?
Yeah. 89%. I don't give motherfuckers no tips. You know that.
You don't give them a tip if it's good service?
No, if it's bad service.
Yeah. Yo, I don't care what the food is. If I have to wait and I'm not getting what I want and all, and it's dirty and, you know, like, you know, I mean, yo, it ruins the meal. It ruins the meal.
Right. You're part of it. The waiter service is part of the meal.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah.
Eye contact. I don't care how pretty you are, sweetheart. You know, pretty girls, maybe it's just me. Maybe I scare them.
What happens? What is it?
Sometimes they'll be in a restaurant, a pretty girl waitress, and she'll make eye contact with your chest or just below your eyes or just glancing eyes. When I'm asking you about the pork chop and how it's cooked, I want full eye contact. I don't want to fucking, like, not eye contact. Maybe you know that I'm looking at you in a way that you don't want me looking at you, but I'm paying for that.
Right. You trying to size that ass up.
But I'm paying for that.
That's right.
So if I say, you know, how much salad dressing is in the salad, and I'm looking you in your face, when I get the question back, the response, I want some eye contact, sweetheart.
And a smile.
And a little bit of a smile.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, we going to get on some Harvey Keitel shit.
Yeah. You ever seen The Bad Lieutenant? Huh, sweetheart? Now, that got your attention, didn't it? That got your fucking attention.
That's right.
Ah, this is the Ian Rapoport podcast coming live from the gloom tomb of New York City. I don't know, man. I think this is it, G-Mode, for this episode.
Oh, man. Let's close shop.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Oh, no, man. Everything is good. I'm just happy.
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
There's a documentary I wanted to say, the movie of the week. It's on iTunes. The 7-5. And it's a doc that really was really well done. It's basically about the dirtiest cop, or what they call the dirtiest cop, the most crooked cop in New York City history. This dude in the 80s, Michael Dowd, he was rough. And he's got a great story. The doc's really well done. He headed the most ruthless criminal network that stole money and drugs all throughout New York City and Brooklyn, and it's really, if you like crime stories, if you like Goodfellas, if you like Grit, you know, I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it's just a lot of fun, and it's really good, and it's just well done. It's well done. It's really well done. So you could check that out on iTunes, called The 7-5, and I really like it. It's about a time and place in Brooklyn also. I mean, aside from the characters, and they're wild. It really has a Goodfellas vibe to it. It's about a Brooklyn that no longer exists, for better or for worse. So that's my movie of the week that I recommend.
About that.
The 7-5, right?
Yo, that's right around my old block, man. It's like 5 minutes away. Yo, those cops over there was on some bad shit.
You knew about that,
I
right?
I knew that precinct in East New York. Bad, yo.
You knew, like, you would hear stories?
Yeah, I walked down the street, and I came upon a cop cruiser parked, and the cops was in there getting neck from the prostitutes. And when I came up on the car, they hit me with the flashlight. But I seen it before they saw me.
And you're lucky you didn't get fucking the shit beaten out of you.
And I just act like I didn't see it. But they hit the flashlight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right over there. East New York.
Yo, you should watch the doc. I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I'm going to check
it. 7-5 on iTunes. Check it out. It's a fucking good-ass documentary, and I'm just saying that because I'm just saying it. the Ian Rappaport podcast. We're out. American Giant Clothing.
Champion. Can't fuck with this shit.
American-made sweatshirts, t-shirts, sweatpants, and the best hoodies ever made. The fall is coming. The winter is coming. Go to American-Giant.com and check out why we love all the clothes and activewear at AmericanGiant.com. American Giant.
Champion. Can't fuck with this shit, yo.